The PK Podcast.
Hello, it's the PK Podcast.
Welcome back. Good to have you here as our faithful listeners.
That's right. As our followers, as our faithful army.
Remember to subscribe, like, and share.
That is not the right things to say.
Oh, it's not? They don't say that for podcasts?
Well, I think that for Apple Podcasts, subscribe might be the right term.
There you go. Subscribe.
Subscribe and rate.
Rate
5 stars.
Share. 5 stars.
Give us a
5-star
rating. If you don't like us, give us a 5-star rating. Lie. I want you to lie. We will be compensating those who lie
with thank yous
and little kisses.
Oh, mercy.
But anyways, so this is a PK podcast. We talk about life, love, and spirituality through the eyes of a pastor and his kid. I'm Nicholas Rodriguez.
And I'm Juan Rodriguez.
He's the pastor. I'm the kid. And this is the PK Podcast. Ba-da-ba-dum,
boom, ba-da-ba-da-boom. Hey, today's topic is super cool.
Okay.
Yes. Today's topic is dealing with.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Oh, I'm twiddling my thumbs.
Oh, wait. Before I say today's topic.
Okay. go crazy, man.
I want to remind our listeners that we had an episode that dealt with aliens.
Yeah. We did. I forgot about
that. Right.
I forgot we talked about aliens.
So if you're interested in knowing more about aliens, make sure you check that episode
out. If you're interested in hearing objective facts about aliens, I want you to go check out that podcast.
That's right.
Because that's where you're going to learn things that are true without a shadow of a doubt about aliens. Aliens.
It'll blow your mind.
We know things that nobody knows.
Da, na, 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 na. A Close Encounters
thing. Okay, what was
all
that?
All right, so anyways, today we are talking about space travel.
Yeah, something a little similar, I suppose.
And living in Mars.
Yes,
that's
space
right.
Travel,
we're talking about
in
this.
Mars.
This is very important for all of you guys to grasp and understand.
Yes. Very important for all of you guys to grasp and understand. If you do not have this information, you will not be able to continue your journey through life, love, and spirituality, whether you are a pastor, whether you are a kid, whether you are neither.
So as most of you know, there were some very rich people that went up into space here this past year.
Wait. I just realized something.
Yes?
We didn't introduce ourselves as who we are now. Because remember, now we're not Nico and Juan. Now we're different.
Oh, you're talking about what we said
because
last
now
time.
Now we're the actors. Now we're the actors.
We're the actors.
So do you remember who you are?
No.
I'm pretty sure you're Cool Juani.
Oh, something like that.
And this is the Cool Juani and the Guy podcast.
Yeah.
And I'm
right.
Will or Nick.
Yeah.
So I just don't want people to think that they're still their mainstay podcast hosts are still here. And we're
okay.
Yeah, I thought that'd
so
be a
so we're
goofy.
Talking about going back to the topic
to
at hand.
For continuity's sake, I didn't want anybody to be confused, make them think that that we're still here or that they're just continue. Okay. The joke is over. My funny joke is over. I'm taking off the clown nose. I'm taking off the clown wig. Taking off
all
the
right,
makeup.
All right. Thank you.
Circus is over.
Going up in space.
Yes. You want to talk about going up in space.
It is a true
anything.
Thing. It is happening. Science fiction is coming to life.
Yes. And I think it has been for a while.
You can be a Trekkie. You can be a Star Wars. You can go up into space if you got the money. You can go to space.
Well, I feel like this is a little bit more beneficial for these Trekkie dweebs and dweebesses because this is nothing like Star Wars. Isn't Star Trek the whole appeal of it is that it's a lot more like actual space travel? Even though
yes.
It still has aliens, like versus Star Wars. Star Wars is like you have knights and the Force and,
yes.
And you have a medieval hierarchy.
You are going up in space if you have the money.
We're going up in space. Space.
Do you understand that?
I get it.
Listen to me. So you guys, this year, as you may know, if you don't know, just in case you didn't know, a guy named Sir Richard Branson.
That's the name.
Super rich dude. Virgin Atlantic he owns. Everything Virgin he owns.
He owns everything Virgin?
Yeah. Virgin phones. Virgin Atlantic.
Wow.
Virgin Airlines.
Wow.
The dude is
This guy's got a monopoly on Virgin.
He does. And he's super rich. So he created a way to go up into space. and he went up to space with some...
Did you say he created a way to go up into space?
Yes.
He invented rocket ships?
He created a way for normal human beings to go up into space.
Well, I mean, what? The astronauts went up into space?
No. For normal human beings.
You're talking about civilians.
Civilians, yes. He created a way for civilians to be astronauts. He created this spaceship... Well, I don't know if he created it.
I don't know if he created it.
He hired the people to create it.
Well, what is the deal with this guy? What does he do? Because he created all of Virgin's. He owns all Virgin's.
He is the owner of Virgin Atlantic, Virgin Phones, Virgin Air.
Right. So he's a businessman. But does he come up with stuff? Like, is he a scientist? Is he an inventor?
Oh, no. He's not an inventor. He's just a super great, rich entrepreneur.
He's just a rich man.
Yeah,
he lived
in his own island.
Okay.
So this guy was able to finance this creation of the spaceship to go up through space, and he was kind of competing with Jeff Bezos from Amazon, who was doing the same thing.
Yes. That's the only thing that I knew about.
And so that he could be, like, he had a date to go up into space, and then Jeff had another date. But just so that he could beat his friend competition here.
They're friends? They're buddies?
I don't know if they're friends,
maybe
frenemies,
they're rivals.
Or competitors.
Rivals.
But it was so funny because he moved up his date so he can go up first before Jeff Bezos.
These goofy rich white men.
So Sir Richard Branson with some people went up into space. They ran around. They came back safely. And then, though, Jeff Bezos not wanting to stay behind, he did go after him. He was the second man to do this.
Uh-huh.
But
yeah.
He went further than Sir Richard Branson.
Okay, so he is the furthest.
Yes.
But Richard Branson's the first.
That's right.
So which one is more impressive, do you think?
I think that both are very impressive. Who is the most?
Well, I mean, you got to think about this, though. How really impressive is it to spend a lot of money to do something? Because I could, if I had billions upon billions of dollars.
Right.
I could, you know, pay somebody to make a rocket ship, or I don't know, I could give a bunch of money to people. It probably wouldn't that. People argue that they should not be doing this and that they should be just giving money to people and giving it to society, but wouldn't that, like, ruin the economy if they just started giving money to literally every single person on the face of the planet?
I think that they are people that also are benevolent and they give money away in many different forms. So it's not like they just don't.
Money.
It's not like, well, yeah, because you're not in need.
Yeah, but don't they have enough money to give, like, tons to, like, every single person?
Every single human being? I doubt that. But they do have awesome projects to help people. However, the point is that they created these spaceships, and they are now offering it for other human beings to fly up into space with them as passengers and become astronauts.
Are they becoming astronauts, like, straight up?
Well, you know, some might say yes,
well,
some might say no.
Well, I imagine you have to put the person who's deciding to go in there through that kind of, like, you know, when they do put you in the spinny thing?
Yeah, and you got to do some stuff where you understand weightlessness because you're going to be, you know, no gravity area up there.
Uh-huh.
So they are offering this to all civilians.
That's
for a simple payment of $250,000. Now, it might have gone up by the time this goes out, but last I heard, for the one that Sir Richard Branson is doing,
you got this.
He already had, like, over 600 people signed up to go and paid already.
And that's a decently low number because you have to be pretty stacked to just spend $250,000
exactly
on going to space.
Yeah, actually, I have a friend who is pretty stacked. Mm. And so I talked to him the other day, and I said, hey, so are you going to – I was joking. I said, so are you going to go up –
And he said, yeah.
Well, I said, are you going to pay $250,000 to go up to space? And he said, well, my wife and I have thought about it.
Oh, my gosh. Like, you're thinking about going to Boca Raton for vacation?
Exactly. And
oh,
I was like,
gosh.
I was like, oh, I was kidding, but it's hilarious that you actually thought about it. But yeah, he said that. No.
Well, my wife and I have been talking about maybe going to a Hampton Inn in the area and, you know, diving in the pool. My kids love a good hotel.
But he actually said, I want to do better things with my money and help people. That's actually what he said.
That sounds a lot better, especially if, well, okay. So here's the question I have to ask, because here's literally all I know about the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Funny Jeff Bezos says that I want to go to space. Honk, honk. He does his little honking of his clown nose. Mm-hmm. He goes, I'm rich. I want to go to space now, right? So all of his little men, all of his little girls build this big spaceship for him to go inside of. And somebody was going to go with him, right? But then they, like, chicken out. And then this other dude, who's, like, a younger dude, went with him.
I don't know the story behind that.
Yeah, it was like this millionaire was like, I'll pay Jeff Bezos to let me go to space with him. And then he did, and then he went, oh, can I get my money back? I don't want to go to space, right? And then he was like, oh, you don't want to go to space, but I built a spaceship for two seats. So then he gets this kid who wants to be an astronaut and takes him into space with him. But how long are these dudes in space for?
That's a good question. I wish I would look that up before we started this podcast.
This podcast is a travesty. Shut it down.
But it's not, I mean, it's not very long.
Are you gonna
look it up right now?
I'm gonna look it up. Keep everybody entertained. Do your comedy act. Your famous stand-up bits.
So it's not very long. But the interesting thing is that now anybody who's got the dough can actually do this. And so I'm just thinking to myself, if I had the money, would I do it?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I'm gonna answer how long they were up there. I want you to make a solid guess.
I don't think it was a very long time. I'm thinking they were up there maybe 45 minutes to an hour.
They were up there for 15 minutes.
15 minutes?
That's including liftoff and landing. So they were probably actually in space for like five.
No, it's probably longer than that.
Longer than that?
Well, maybe
it's a 15-minute thing. 5 minutes for liftoff, five minutes going back into orbit and
they
landing.
They say that in the what you looked up?
No, but I'm just saying that there's no way that liftoff takes any less than 5 minutes.
No, because I'm sure. Well, maybe they've been up there. They were up there for 15 minutes, and everything else was more time.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. I think that's what it is. So 15 minutes they were up there.
For $250,000?
15 minutes of being in space.
You better give me a house in space. At least let me rent an apartment in space.
Talking about
$250,000.
Talking about houses in space, Elon Musk.
Well, let's not.
Am I right?
This really is Juan Rodriguez's famous comedy stand-up bit.
Living in Mars. Houses in Mars. But before we go what were we going to say?
You were... Am I right? You were going to talk about... if you would do it, if you had the money.
Oh, that's right. If I would have had the money, would
you
do it?
Well, let's not say if you had the money even, because that's fair, right? If you had all the money to blow in the world,
mm-hmm.
you would obviously spend $250,000 to go to space for 15 minutes, right? You have all the money, and you have the money to spare, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's more so like you can fit it in your budget.
Yeah.
Right? But you're going to have to, like, get some less groceries the next month. Right? Let's say that, because that makes it a legitimate situation where you have to think about it. Right? So you first, because you're the one who's mostly interested. Because I have an answer. I've known my answer for a very long time.
Really?
Yeah. So you go ahead and give me your thought process on that.
You know, it's very hard for me, because I think it would be super cool to go up to space.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be awesome. But there is this, you know, fear of heights thing that I have that may not play well into the whole scope of things. However, let's say I don't have a fear of heights. Let's say that I have the money to go and I can pay for my ticket to go up into space.
But less groceries the next month.
I mean, if I'm paying $250,000 and less groceries the next month.
Just less groceries.
Yeah.
You could barely pay for the house bill. You barely pay for the house bill. You're probably not even, your wife probably isn't even going to, you know, be able to buy the stuff that she wants. Mm. You know, you're probably not going to be able to go spend some time with her because it's just you in space. I'm assuming it's $250,000 per person.
Correct.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And it might be more by the time this comes out, but yeah.
That's $500,000 for two people.
That's for two people, $500,000, yes.
That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
So anyways.
So, I think I would have if I had all the money in the world, I think I would have a hard time because I would have the money to do it.
Right.
But I think eventually, only because of my values of if I had that kind of money of helping others or helping churches, I think that would kind of like lead me to not do that, because how could I tell people that I knew I had spent $250,000 going up to space? Ha, ha, ha. And like you see people dying all over the place.
Dying all over the place?
Exactly. In different countries.
Right.
In America,
okay,
they have
saying,
no food. I think that would be a travesty. I think it would be wrong.
So
I think God wouldn't smile at that. And you know, to be honest with you, one day Christ is coming. We are going to go through space for 7 days till we get to heaven. So that's going to be
confirmed?
Pretty rocking.
Is that the confirmed amount of time we're going to be in space for on the way to heaven is 7 days?
In my studies, that's what I've seen.
Oh,
so
that's like, that's your theory. That's your game theory based off of reading the Bible, but it doesn't explicitly say you will be in space for 7 days.
Exactly.
Before going to heaven.
It doesn't say
that's
that.
That's just something that you're like,
That,
based off what I'm reading.
Am I reading that's not in the Bible, right? Yeah.
Oh, that's
not
the Bible.
But the Bible doesn't say anything about how long it's going to get to. I mean, maybe it does. I haven't seen it. But
You're just like, you're saying that you're connecting the dots. Like,
connecting dots.
This would make sense.
Right.
This would make some sense.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. So, well, I mean, that would be dope. I'd
but
be down.
Either way, I mean, we have to go through space.
We're going to have to go through something.
Yeah. So I think, so since I'm going to do it in the future anyways, and at that time, there's no such thing as being afraid of heights, then it's cool. I don't have to pay to go up to space.
Well, here's the deal, though, is that, and I want to go after certain points of what you said, specifically two. One of them being, you have a fear of heights. Do you have a fear of going on planes?
No.
Okay, so neither do I, but I also have a fear of heights.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that a fear of heights would apply to a rocket ship then.
Maybe.
Because if you're not afraid to get on a plane, which is a billion gazillion miles above what me and you are afraid of doing, then I doubt that a rocket ship is going
to.
My,
could be right.
Okay, so I'll say my fears in a little bit, but the second thing is... what's it called? What you said about you know, not being able to give and all that kind of stuff, right? Obviously, if you had billions of dollars to spare, I think it would be a much easier decision, because then you can say, oh, I can go up to space and I can save the world with my money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's something you can do if $250,000 is like nothing.
Right.
Because $250,000, $250,000, and you have $50 billion,
mm-hmm.
that's like $5, dude.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
but still in the world that can do great things,
right?
With
it could go to
$250,000. That's a lot of money,
right? Yeah. But if you're making another $1 million by the time you come back from space because you're getting your paycheck,
mm-hmm.
I think it's pretty fair. I think it's okay to do that, because then in that same sense, it's like, you know, if you make $15,000 a year, right? And you spend some of that money on going out with friends or having a good time, right? That money could be going to, you know, certain places. But I understand what you're talking about, though. It being a realistic rich person instead of one of these big, crazy Jeff Bezos rich people, of course, that would definitely be a concern. But see, you're a very kind man. You're a very godly man, because that is not what comes to my mind at all when I think of why I would not want to go to space in the slightest.
Oh, yeah? What comes to your mind?
What comes to my mind is that I've seen too many rocket ships explode. I've seen too many lift off, come immediately back down, explode, and everyone dies. You don't survive a rocket ship explosion.
You don't.
That's not something you survive.
Right.
You can get in a car crash. A plane can even start to go, mayday, mayday. You can survive those two things. Rocket ship explosions, you're not making it. I think that's pretty safe to say.
Right.
So that is something that I fear, because that's not something I can predict at all.
Right.
In airplane, these are things that we've worked on for years and years and years. And yes, rocket ships we've worked on for years and years and years, but we also sometimes still see those explode.
Right.
We don't see too many airplanes explode, right? Not enough to concern me on for going on an airplane. I've seen enough rocket ships explode to scare me. Right. Because I don't think there's any procedures that they say where it's like, we put parachutes in the rocket ship for you to jump out once the big red warning sign comes up that says, this rocket ship is going to explode. That's something that happens. Rocket ship just blows up.
Right.
So that scares me. Don't want to do that. Another thing, I being in the cold depths of space, I'm good. That's scary. That's scary to me. I have never seen space in the light of, wow, I would love to be there.
Mm.
I've always seen it as, Oh my gosh, that is so scary. Because it's this infinite expanse that if I were to step a single foot outside of the rocket ship, I'm dead. Right? Now, I would rather go to space than go in like a submarine. Right?
A submarine?
Yeah. Just because I think that the water is more terrifying.
Yeah.
Because the water is stuff that we, even though I could step outside a submarine and maybe my head wouldn't explode because of the pressure, right? But, you know, there's you don't really take that chance when you're in space. Well, that's not true because you can wear a space suit.
Right.
Never mind. So I guess that's not as much my concern as much as the liftoff is. But when it comes to water, right, water's something we have on Earth. It's mm-hmm. something that's around us. It's a majority of Earth, right?
Right.
We don't know everything about water, like what's in the ocean, right? So that's what's scary to me because it's actually here and I don't got to go up into space or go a million miles away to just swim super deep. Hopefully my head wouldn't explode.
Right.
And by the time I get to this big, deep ravine, I'm seeing fish that nobody has ever seen, which is probably very scary. And they might eat me, right? I played enough Endless Ocean for the Nintendo Wii to be a little bit scared of the infinite expanse of our waters. So I think that that translates as well into space, where it doesn't scare me as much as the depths of the ocean does, but it is still like I don't need to. And I think that thing you said about going through there on our way to heaven, if that is the case, if that is the way it goes, then I'm totally satisfied with that because I don't want to get in a big rocket ship and go into space, especially not for 15 minutes. Are you kidding me? That's ridiculous. If I'm in space for 15 minutes, yes, I get it. I get to see planets. That's an experience that, you know, you can't trade for anything else, right? But, dude, come on. You gotta let me, like, visit a planet or something. put like, a give me some ice cream at least.
Oh, mercy.
Right? Or something. Like, give me some special kind of space treatment.
There you go.
You know, let me see something. And how dumb and privileged does this sound to say, come on, you got to show me something cool if I'm only going to be in space for 15 minutes, right? But I guess that just space doesn't interest me as much as it interests a lot of other people.
Gotcha. So you wouldn't do it because you could explode or because it doesn't interest you that much.
Too much money, not enough payoff.
There you go.
Even though I'm in space. Wow. If I was up there for a day,
yeah,
24 hours in space.
Yeah, that's it?
That's worth it
for me.
That's
a ticket.
That's worth $250,000, but still wouldn't go because rocket ship might explode.
Gotcha.
But again, if you let me rent a house, ding, 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 little segue action, you let me rent a house in space, I would go.
So talking about houses in space.
Exactly, there it is. That's what I wanted to hear.
What do you think about Elon Musk?
I know nothing about this.
Vision of us living in Mars one day.
I have not a clue of what that even entails.
So the hypothesis is that one day we will not be able to live on Earth because we are, as human beings,
destroying it.
Destroying the ecosystem of everything that's going on,
overpopulation,
et cetera, et cetera.
Global warming,
et cetera, et cetera. So because Earth will not be a place that's livable in the future of the minds of some scientist, then we must find another planet.
Yes, we must move.
Henceforth, we have all these cool movies that go out concerning that. But Elon Musk is really interested in creating a place to live in Mars.
Civilization on Mars.
And so sending people to Mars for the very first time. And the more you hear about all the stuff that he talks about, since he is a genius.
He's definitely rich.
He's rich, but he's also he actually is a genius.
All I know, Dad, from Elon Musk is his Twitter, and if you saw his Twitter, he wouldn't seem like a genius.
Well, it's because he has other issues. He has other issues.
He's got some problems.
That's what makes him a genius, because he's kind of like, you know.
Dad, I saw him on SNL in a Wario costume dancing to the Wario theme.
Well, yeah, but you know, that's also he was just trying to get people to like him. But okay. But I think that because of of what he's already accomplished on Earth.
Yeah.
You know, people are starting to believe him that this is something that can happen in Mars. And of course, not just him, other people believe it too. So then my question to you is this. Would you want to have that house that you're talking about?
On
Would
Mars?
You want to live in Mars?
No, that sucks. Mars is the worst possible planet you could have chosen. Mars is disgusting. Mars is red. The sky is red and yellow. There's just rock. That is terrible.
Yeah.
That is the worst possible planet you could have chosen. At least if I live on Saturn, I can look outside my window and go, look at those rings. What am I going to look at in Mars? It just looks like your paradise, Sedona, Arizona, right? Or more so Utah. It looks like Utah, except it's hot, disgusting, and there's nothing else. Mm. At least Utah has these beautiful mountains that you can go, some wildlife. There's nothing on Mars. Yeah. What I want to go to is the super Earth that they found. You hear about super Earth?
Yes, I did.
That's what I want to go to.
You want to check that out?
Apparently just Earth, but bigger. It's apparently just Earth, but huge.
So living in Mars is not something you want to do.
Dude, living in Mars, unless it's like the episode of Phineas and Ferb, where yeah. there's all those Martians that sing.
Yeah.
And, you know, all the homies, Baljeet, Phineas, all of them are there. Then I'm not going. That's, I'll stay here. I'm chilling here.
Yeah.
And here's my second thought. Here's actually a theory that I've had since I was a kid.
Oh, yeah?
If we go to space, right?
Yeah.
Well, let's say, going back to the oh, no. Let's stay on this. Let's say that you say, guys, this world's going to blow up, and I'm going to Mars, right? You live on Mars in a little hut. You're probably depressed because you can't do anything except throw rocks and sit down. Those are the two things you're allowed to do. And eat freeze-dried food because there's no way the environment is supporting the food that we can eat down here.
Right.
And drinking maybe your own pee.
But, you know, they can create places where they can grow stuff. Like, you know, that movie with that dude. What's his name?
With Matt Damon?
Yeah, that movie.
Was it Matt Damon?
Yeah, I think it was Matt Damon. Yeah, I think it's him.
Good old Matt.
Yeah. So, yeah. You know, hey, you saw it in a movie. Hey.
I didn't watch that movie.
You didn't?
I didn't because life on Mars is not even interesting to me. Life on Mars
gotcha.
Sucks.
Well, you know, people are talking about it. It's just a very interesting concept to see if it will happen. Do you believe that it could happen?
Well, yes.
Yeah? You believe it could happen?
Yeah, why not? I think that if we're starting to go into space and God does not come back within the next 20 years, I think that we're going to be able to go into space and send some space engineers over there, and they're going to be able to build us a nice little house, and probably the population is going to start off at, like, 10, and it's just people that work there, and then maybe it'll go up.
Mm.
I think it's possible for some people to live there. But my big thing is this, and again, it's a theory I've had since I was a kid. Let's say you
mm-hmm.
get a house on Mars.
Yeah.
Civilization is on Mars. I'm chilling on Earth. I'm the last dude on Earth.
Yeah.
Right? I'm just watching the planet melt away.
Right.
Before my very eyes. It's awesome. God comes back. God is rolling up to Earth, and he passes by Mars, and I'm the only one going to heaven. How does this work? If you're not on Earth when God comes back,
that would be a problem.
What happens?
Yeah.
Because he's getting everyone on Earth, right?
Yeah.
So does that mean he's getting Earthlings?
Mm.
Or does that mean he's getting everyone who is walking the face of the Earth? Because
right.
even then, let's say you have $250,000 to spare and go to space. Everyone else is on Earth. Me, Mom, Boo Boo, Alex, we're all waiting for you to come back and within the next 30 minutes because, you know, it's probably like a 15-minute drive to get there or something, right? 15-minute drive to get there. We're waiting 30 minutes for you to come back. And you're in space and you go, guys, I'm in space. What is that? Giant light comes, picks us all up. And you go, guys, are you seeing this? And we're like, Dad, I think this is actually God. And you go, ah, nuts. And then we get taken to heaven, and you're in space with Jeff Bezos, and he says, looks like it's just me and you, buddy.
That would stink.
But is that, do you think that's how it's going to occur? Like, legitimate theory. Wait, did we talk about this on the Aliens episode?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Well, if we did, sorry. But Do you legitimately think that that is the occurrence? If you're
like
not on Earth,
what do I believe will happen in the future?
Yes, you have served God in your career and in your life for a majority of it.
Right.
But you're on Mars. Sorry.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So this is. I mean, when it comes to that kind of stuff of living in Mars or not, I don't know how that's all gonna work. If it will take place or not take place, I don't know. I guess the future will tell us all things. But this is what I believe. I believe that one day Jesus is going to return. I do believe that that's going to happen before people are on
Mars. Before
we're going
to be able to do that. Okay.
But I could be totally wrong about
that.
Yeah,
that's my only thing. If he does come before people are on Mars,
I'm interested to see what will happen with that.
Yeah. Now let's say that
if it happens in my lifetime, actually, I don't know.
So do you have any thought of like swaying towards whether or not he would just slide by Mars, or if he's gonna look over the planet and go, "True, I got some homies over here," and he's gonna scoop them up, like on the way?
I think that Jesus will pick up any person that is having a relationship with him and they're still
regardless alive, of what planet they're on.
Regardless of what planet they are. That's what I believe, because that's what the Bible talks about. You know, if you're connected to Christ, he's going to come and get you.
Well, then you're safe.
But he does say he's coming back to Earth. He doesn't say coming back to Mars.
So that's what I'm saying.
So that's why I don't think that
it's even going to be.
It's going to happen.
Something's going to happen.
But hey.
What if only
I don't see everything?
What if only devil worshippers live on Mars?
Then it wouldn't matter then, would it?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. What if conveniently he only has to return to Earth because the only people who are on Mars are people who aren't even going to heaven? Right?
Right, exactly.
That'd be kind of silly to think about.
Well, I guess the future will give us give us the truth.
So, but if it did happen before God is coming back, are you living on Mars? And you don't think it's going to happen before God's come back. You do. Well, let's say that God, you confirm God visits you in a dream and you know it's him. And he says, "I'm not coming back for like another 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they're building habitats on Mars before that happens? And if so, are you living there if you're still alive?
30 years? I don't know. That would be a short amount of time to do it. But I could be wrong. It's anything's possible now with geniuses. So you never know.
What's the minimum amount of time you think it would take?
I have no idea.
You don't have an opinion on any of this.
I haven't thought about this at all.
What about living there? Let's say they did it tomorrow. Let's say, right. Guys, behind your backs, we've been building society on Mars. There's a theme park. Wow. There's a water park. There's a good neighborhood for everybody.
Cool.
There's crime rate is zero because nobody's here. And we're calling it Mars Haven.
Join us in Mars
Haven. And he goes, and it says here on this piece of paper, Rodriguez family stays for free. You don't even have to pay any money. What are you doing?
I guess I'd have to cross that bridge when it comes. I'd be very interested in that.
But let's say they do it right now. The bridge is right here.
Yeah.
Elon Musk is at our door going, Rodriguez family?
Yeah.
You want to come to Mars?
I might consider it. Yeah.
Are you for real?
Yeah, why not?
I'm not doing it. You guys can go.
That's okay. It'll be just me and your mom. We'll have a fun time at the
resort.
Well,
Bubu and Alex might go. Alex would maybe. Definitely go.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, well, there it is, I guess. I guess that.
Well, I guess the future
that's what
is
you think.
Still yet to be written.
Well, that's usually the case with these kinds of things.
And I hope that somehow you are able to garner some interest in what the future has in store for your life in our episode of Traveling Through Space and Living in Mars.
I think that that's the biggest thing to take into account with any of this is the future, right? Is that the closer we get to the future, the more we're actually approaching that big, dumb sci-fi movie type life, right? So I just don't know. I just don't know if that's good or if it's bad.
Yeah. I guess the future will tell us.
The future is unknown. Positive. Here's the lesson. Are you ready? Here's the big VeggieTales lesson.
What's the lesson?
Right? Don't think about the future too much because it is probably the most neutral idea. The future, I feel like if the future was embodied, it would be a neutral being. because it could be the worst possible thing, it could be the best possible thing, or everything could be exactly the same for the rest of our lives. So don't think about the future. The end. Live in the present. Live in the moment.
Live in the present and trust Christ for the future.
Party hard. Party hard. Live to party.
Live for the present. Trust Christ for the future.
Well, I'm glad we talked about that, because I actually didn't know any of what we were going to talk about today. I'm glad we saved it for the podcast.
And now you know.
Didn't get anything spoiled for me. That's cool, and hopefully now you guys know something about going to space. Would you go to space? Would you go to Mars? Leave us a 5-star review, and if you do that, say if you go to space or Mars, and I may read it by myself.
Thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you for joining us for this space episode, space part 2, no aliens this time.
That's right, and remember,
God made you special.
And he loves you very much.
Bye.
Bye.